Dave, your thoughts on the rumors, the reports that Republicans might be doing what they do best, caving and being spineless on the debt ceiling?
Yeah, this is the last stand, right? I mean, when I was in, we didn't really have the conference. We didn't have the war room posse backing up the politicians and giving them a spine. And so in this case, you know, the debt's going to be at $50 trillion in 10 years in this budget window. That's what they're debating right now. Russ Vogt cut about $17 trillion out of that and kept us at the status quo, about $33 trillion in debt. Then the Freedom Caucus got involved, and they're the real deal. But they were only able to make a deal with the Republican conference, who's much weaker, of saving $4 trillion out of $50 trillion. And so these MAGA Republicans are called every name in the book, right? And so I hear the music coming. We'll hit it after the break.
Dave, we only got a few minutes, so I want you to wrap up what you were saying about the debt ceiling and then talk about what you're working on now when it comes to populist economics versus this sort of, who knows what, we're getting out of the more establishment faction.
Yeah, well, the people who watch the war room probably don't even realize how educated they're getting about the real economy and how things really work, right? If I'm in academia and have been for, 25 years and then Congress. But when you talked about the White House and the most important things, you'll notice there are no economists writing about $50 trillion in debt. There are no economists writing about the Federal Reserve causing the 08 financial crisis and the crisis we're in now. There are no economists, just classical mainstream anywhere, Harvard, Yale, Princeton, whatever, writing about the immigration invasion that's currently underway and the damage that does to the economy and to the black, brown, and blue collar workers. There's no one writing about what the cost of a Taiwan war would look like. The answer is about 5 to 10% GDP hit to the US and a 20% GDP hit to China. So it's pretty stunning that in order to get this real economic analysis, you have to listen to the war room, and all the economics profession, including Yellen at the Treasury, are just AWOL. And so you matter, right? You, the people watching this show, you need to light up your Congress folks and the senators and tell them that we cannot sustain, the kids cannot sustain $50 trillion in debt. The interest right now is 5%, right? So when we get up to $50 trillion in debt within 10 years, the interest payments alone will be $2.5 trillion. That's three times the defense budget currently. And so all you're hearing on TV is this default talk. As Steve has said over and over and over, there's not going to be any default ever on a treasury. The only question is whether we're going to pay off, the entirety of these $6 and $7 trillion government spending budgets that have caused the inflation that we're all suffering under. That's the only question. And the American people in the polling are saying, no, we've had enough of it. We have plenty of money coming in to pay off all the Treasury debt, all the interest on the debt. Anyone who's writing about a default and Yellen ought to be, she knows what she's saying. And she's blaming it on the Congress, which sounds like the House. But of course, we all know the House has passed a bill. The Senate hasn't. And the White House for 100 days said, I'm not going to talk to you. So, if you're a professor, student doesn't hand in their work, don't even do the assignment, you get an F. The House Republicans are the only ones who have done their homework, and they're being defensive. McCarthy's getting better on the messaging, but it still sounds like we're on the back foot when we have the moral high ground, and all the analysis favors our position. And so I hope our team and the Freedom Caucus guys will not bow to that pressure, because, man, the pressure's enormous. Now the rating agencies and everybody's teaming up. The sky's falling. It is not falling. And the date that's given is false also. There's no default happening on June 1 on any Treasury bill anywhere. And the way to find out the truth on this is, to make a bet. Can't do that at Liberty, but, just saying. And so, Natalie, you're reporting. You've hit on all the key issues that affect our economy. And so just keep up the great work.
Thank you very much, Dave. We're running up against the end of the show, but before I let you go, real quick, You know, you used to be a member of Congress. You know the phone calls work, the pressure campaigns work.
Yes.
So if people want to call, again, the number, they should do it after the show, is 202-225-3121. Give me 30 seconds. What should their pitch be?
Yeah, well, I'll just tell you the one group that's missing is the young people. All this is going around your neck, $50 trillion in debt and insolvency of every system. You will not get the benefits that the current generation are getting. And so young people, call in. Parents who say you love your kids, call in. Grandparents, for the sake of your grandkids, call in. Thank you, Natalie.
Thank you so much for joining me. If people want to find you and follow you, where can they go?
Yep, Brat Economics on Getter. Just pure economic posts. Share with all your young scholars and bring them by Liberty University and say hi anytime. God bless. Thank you, Natalie.